Well, just looking at the U.S. over the course of this past week, it was a pretty quiet week because obviously we had the Thanksgiving holiday on Thursday and it was a half-day holiday running into Friday as well. There were some limited data releases coming through and for the most part, you know, they're just sort of leaning towards backing the market's view that, you know, we've got a pivot coming for the Fed. When I say a pivot, it's not that they're going to actually move quickly towards lowering rates, which part of the market seems to be wanting to look towards. It's that, you know, they've stopped hiking rates in the United States. But the data last week, you know, we had things like existing home sales. The housing market, you know, is showing some signs of softness now in the US. Other than in prices, we had existing home sales in the month of October. They were down by 4.1%. That followed a 2.2% decline the month before. Yeah, the market was looking for it to be down about 0.8%, so a bit softer than expected. We also had October durable goods orders. After a very strong September, which on revision, we had a lift of 4% month on month. We had a 5.4% decline for the month of October. And also we had the old style manufacturing and services sector PMIs came out towards the end of the month, towards the end of the week. And both of those looking quite softish. The November manufacturing PMI came down to 49.4 from 50, so it's just below the expansion contraction marker. And the services sector PMI lifted a little, but not much. It was at 50.6, it went to 50.8, so just above the 50 mark. The other one was November Michigan Consumer Sentiment Survey, and that one showed a decline as well to 61.3 from 63.8. So, you know, all of those, actually I should mention in the Michigan Consumer Sentiment Survey too, that you get an inflation expectations survey contained in that, and that actually went to, it's over 4% now, and it went to its highest reading, which is a bit worrying as far as the Fed's concerned, in over a decade. So, you know, there's some difficult news still ahead of us. And that was the tone inside the FOMC minutes. We had the minutes of the November FOMC meeting. And what they basically said was, yes, you know, we're getting towards this point where, you know, we may not need to raise rates much more, but we've got a long period ahead of us where rates are going to stay high. You know, that's the bit where, you know, the market at the moment's got a bit of a tin ear. It's not listening to that at all. And it's not listening to it from other central bankers who are saying very much the same sort of thing. It wants to believe that once you reach a peak, you very quickly start to get to a point where rates start to come down. And that's not what the Fed or other central bankers are actually saying at this point. They're saying, yes, you know, we may have got to a point where we don't have to hike anymore, and there is an exception to that, and I'll talk about that with Australia. But yeah, we're nowhere near a point where we could consider starting to lower these rates. That's a very long way off. So yeah, that's the tone of things coming through at the moment. This week in the US, some of the things to be watching. We get some new home sales data coming out tonight. New home sales actually had quite a strong September. You know, in the United States, generally, the, you know, third quarter was a strong quarter. And if anything, we're having some give back as we go into Q4. We expect to see that in new home sales. They lifted 12.3% month on month going back to September. They're probably going to fall about 3.8% at least for the month of October. We get a revision to Q3 GDP coming up on Wednesday. It's Q3 GDP was running at 4.9% annualized. Don't expect to see that revised down at all, so that still looks as if it's going to be pretty strong. Having said that, some of the trackers for Q4 GDP, and of course we're only into the very early stages of Q4 at the moment, but the trackers for Q4 GDP are running nearer to 2% annualized, so there's been quite a significant shift lower in GDP growth running into Q4. We won't get that reading until the end of January, but it's nowhere near the 4.9%, so there is some softening which is occurring running through the US. Just looking at some of the other indicators coming out this week, probably the key one is the core personal consumption expenditure deflator. This is the Fed's preferred inflation reading. You know, CPI and core CPI have been coming down of late, and in October, both of them reduced about 0.2, 0.3 on an annual basis. But what we're looking at for the October core personal consumption expenditure deflator is actually quite a low read, only 0.2% month on month. And that would bring the annual rate of change down to 3.5% from 3.7%. Now, remember where the Fed's target is, it's at 2%. So we're still a long way north of that, but this is positive again. So yeah, that may be helpful in terms of keeping the market fairly optimistic that rates can come down, and is helping to foster the rally which is running through risk assets at the moment. Right at the end of the week, we'll get the November ISM Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index. Unlike the old-style PMI, this one was actually quite weak going back to October. It had come down to 46.7. Market thinks it'll probably bounce a little bit to 47.6. Still quite a soft reading, but something to bear in mind, we've never had a recession in the US without this style of PMI being several months in advance, around 42, 43. So we're still above where you would expect to see this indicator traveling if there were a recession out there in the US. So we're still looking at only a softening growth in the US rather than moving towards a recession. And whilst that's happening, that lends towards the stickiness of inflation. Inflation, whilst it's coming down at the moment, can have some rebounds looking ahead, which is what the Fed's warning about, is that this is going to be a bumpy process as we try to get inflation down further down the track. Moving to China last week, there no real changes at all. There was a slight move towards looking at some spending initiatives, which China needs to do. Yet the problem China has is that it can't work through the housing or commercial real estate market because both of those are in chronic oversupply. So trying to boost those would be counterproductive. So it is looking at some targeted spending that may be somewhat helpful as far as China's concerned. People's Bank of China left all their key rates unchanged. This week in China, we move towards their purchasing managers' indices. And all of these at the moment are hugging around the 50 or just below mark. So back in September, the official manufacturing purchasing managers index was at 49.5. The non-manufacturing PMI was at 50.6. Market's looking for slight improvement running through these. So the November official manufacturing PMI, when it comes out on Thursday, is expected to lift to 49.6 from 49.5. And the non-manufacturing PMI, looking for that to improve a little more to 51.1 from 50.6, just showing that some of these policy initiatives are having some effect in China, is just lifting things a little. We'll also, right at the end of the week, get the Caixin manufacturing PMI, which is often looked on as being a more accurate reading of the Purchasing Managers Index for November. That one was at 49.5, expected to come in around about 49.3. Last week in Australia, we had things like the RBA minutes. We had the Reserve Bank Governor also talking to the Economic Society business economists. And the tenor coming out of that is that there's still some work to do to get inflation down here. And the problem is that inflation from the Reserve Bank's point of view, and this was detailed really by Reserve Bank Governor in her speech during the week, is that it's not just overseas inflation. We've got a lot of domestic inflation which is building here, and that is more difficult to get on top of. It's in the services sector. She made special mention of hairdressing. There's been sort of obviously taken to task about that, but she's right. When you looked in the last CPI, hairdressing costs are up over 9% year on year. Obviously there is too much demand running through that sector to give you those sorts of price increases. So it's just the warning which is coming through from the RBA at the moment that, unlike most central banks overseas, where they're going to be on hold, there's probably still some work ahead for the Reserve Bank to do. They had some pretty high and tight labour market indicators going back a week ago. This week will be the determining indicators of whether they actually move in December. And so amongst those, on Tuesday, we get October retail sales. Going back to September, retail sales were very strong. They're up 0.9% month on month. Now, they're expected to lift 0.2% for the month of October. Anything much above that, you know, puts some pressure to the Reserve Bank to lift rates higher, because it means the demand's still running pretty strong and is keeping these domestic inflation pressures going. We'll also on Wednesday get the October monthly CPI. This one has to come down to stop the RBA from tightening. At this stage, the market's looking for it to come down to 5.2% year on year from 5.6 going back the month before. That's right on the boundary. If it's anything above 5.2%, again, with what we've seen with the labour market indicators, that would put the pressure back to the RBA to hike. So these are two very, very important indicators which are coming out for us this week. It's worthwhile noting, too, that, you know, that 5.2% year-on-year for our inflation rate, you know, if it comes to pass, you know, in the case of the United States, you know, their annual CPI is now at 3.2, and in Europe, their annual inflation rate is now at 2.9. So we, by a country mile, are doing the worst on the inflation front, and this is the pressure point which is running here in terms of what the RBA may still have to do. Just some of the other indicators later in the week, they're all related to Q3. It takes us a time to get our Q3 GDP out, and it still won't be out until the beginning of December. But we get some contributions to that which will be coming out later this week. Amongst them, we get construction work done for the third quarter. That was up 0.4% quarter on quarter. Going back to Q2, it's expected to lift another 0.3%, so it'll be making some contribution to GDP growth and demand. Also, we get Q3 private capital expenditure. This was running quite strongly going back to Q2. It was up 2.8% quarter on quarter. That's an unusual quarter, the second quarter, because yeah, that's when everybody tries to get in to get the tax benefits running into the end of the financial year. And it was higher than normal. So even after seasonal adjustment, it was bigger than normal. Still expecting another rise of about 1%. So some demand still coming through from that factor as well. Just moving to Europe, and there, you know, this is where Europe's different from us too. You know, we still got some reasonable demand coming through here. And when we're looking towards our GDP read when it comes out, the quarterly GDP reads for the first quarter and second quarter here were 0.4% up in real terms, quarter on quarter for each of those. We're still running above 2% year on year. And it looks as if, you know, we're coming in around the 0.4% quarter on quarter for Q3 as well, which will keep us around the 2-ish percent mark year on year. When you're looking at Europe, you know, they're already down just into negative territory year on year for GDP growth, and it's a minus numbers for the quarterly change. Now, some of the numbers that came out last week still look as if they're going to hold them down there for quite some time. So we had November consumer confidence, for example. Yeah, that came out, and it's heavily minus. It was at minus 17.8 going back to October. It was still minus 16.9 for the most recent monthly reading for November. We had their preliminary manufacturing and services sector purchasing managers indices. Remember, the US and China, we're hovering around the 50, and we've got the manufacturing PMI just a little below the 50 mark. Well, the November manufacturing PMI for Europe came in at 43.8. It was at 43.1. That is a sort of pickup, but that's exactly in the territory which is heralding continuing recession. The services sector PMI was at 47.8 going back to October. It did lift a little to 48.2 for the most recent month, but it's below the 50 expansion contraction marker. Most other economies have got services sector PMIs in the low 50s. This is where Europe is something of a different case. They're already in recession. It looks as if it's going to be a lengthy recession. It's going to stick around for quite a while. And that's where we come through to some of their key numbers coming out this week. We've got their November preliminary CPI coming out on Thursday. It was at 2.9% year-on-year going back to October. It looks as if it may be around about 2.8% for the month of November. And the core CPI in Europe was at 4.2% going back to the previous month. And for November, looks as if it's going to come in below 4% at 3.9%. Again, for us, our core CPI is well above 5%. It gives you an idea that these are the friction points in different countries. Here we've still got too much demand running through. It's keeping local inflation pretty high, and it's keeping the RBA on this trigger to lift rates further. Whereas in the case of Europe, they've got to a point where they can afford to keep the cash rate more or less where it is for a protracted period, and the same is true for the US. So just watching all these indicators as we come through. But this week, still the market looking towards pivots for the key central banks. And whilst I think that's wrong, it's not a pivot. It's actually a sort of very long, high plateau. It will take a few more data points to prove that's wrong and to get the reaction off the back of that. But here in Australia, it's a different case. We are on very close call for another rate hike, and it could be at the December meeting.